Like listening to podcasts just like this one from the team at Which? Well, we've got some good news. All our podcasts are now available to listen to on YouTube and YouTube Music. So whether you like listening to Get Answers, Which Shorts, or Which Money, all episodes can now be listened to directly on YouTube or through the YouTube Music app. To find them, just search for the podcast you'd like to listen to. YouTube's additional functionality also means that you can now read along with subtitles as you listen. Don't panic though, all Which podcasts are still available to listen to elsewhere too. So wherever you listen, we'll see you soon.
Hello and welcome to the Which Shorts podcast. I'm Rob Lily Jones. Now, I can't quite believe it's already March. This year is already racing along, and for many of us, that New Year's resolution we made at the start of the year might be a distant memory. But if you're still keeping your New Year's resolution to get fit, then you might be using a smartwatch to help track your progress. But these can be expensive and complicated pieces of technology, and they may also be causing problems for the environment around us. With growing concern about the impact of plastic and electronic waste in our environment, could these fitness trackers be making the problem worse? Well, to find out how bad they might be, and to find out what we can do to try and reduce their impact on the planet, we'll go into detail in this article, written by Christina Woodger and read by Adrian Bradley.
Smartwatches and fitness trackers make our lives more convenient. They keep us connected and help us stay fit. They're also fashion statements. No wonder 31% of us own one, according to research organisation YouGov. But there's a catch. While 23% of Which members keep their analogue watch for 11 to 20 years, and 6% for 31 to 40 years, according to our survey of 860 owners in August 2023, a wearable is typically abandoned after only 3 to 5 years. After this, it has likely started playing up, stopped working, or stopped receiving security updates. Startlingly, the YouGov survey also found that 8% of wearables have never been used at all. That's quite a chunk of tech gathering dust, wasting resources as well as money. The Global Electronics Council, a sustainable not-for-profit organisation that focuses on tech, says that electronics represent the fastest-growing waste stream in the world, generating more than 48 million tonnes of e-waste annually. The UN says we face a tsunami of e-waste. Buying a new decent wearable is costly for individuals too. One that scores well in our lab tests, at least 69%, will cost from £35 for a fitness tracker up to £800. Cheapest chips wearables aren't the answer either. Our tests of bargain basement models find they usually perform poorly and or have worrying security flaws. Buy this tat and you'll immediately want to be shot of it. Wearables are now part of life for many people, so we aren't suggesting never buying one. But choosing a high-rated model from our tests will help avoid being part of the unsustainable cycle of extracting, using, and disposing the Earth's resources, then extracting more again. You can find out which brands last the longest on which.co.uk if you're a subscriber. Getting a second-hand model means you make the most of its resources. In conjunction with consumer groups across the world, we assess the lifespan of wearables using a standardised model to calculate environmental impact. Our life cycle analysis, LCA, found the production stage of a wearable's life is by far the part that causes the most environmental damage. Buying secondhand through a retailer means you'll be covered by the Consumer Rights Act. Goods must be as described, fit for purpose, and of satisfactory quality, with any faults highlighted. Buying from a private seller means the device must be as described, but the seller is not obliged to point out any defects, and you'll have no automatic return rights. Plenty of platforms sell refurbished wearables, including some described as like new. Apple's refurbished store, Backmarket, CEX, Garmin's refurbished store, Music Magpie, and the Big Phone store are the ones we know of, but we expect the list to grow. If you'd prefer to see the watch in real life, CEX has bricks and mortar shops. The rental market for wearables is currently small, but likely to expand. Based on what we've seen, costs and terms and conditions vary. Through Fat Llama, you can rent items, not just tech, from people in your area. This can be expensive, from £5 to £20 a day for an Apple Watch when we checked prices local to our office in London, albeit cheaper than buying new, then deciding it's not for you. Some owners offer discounts for longer periods. Music Magpie and Raylo are much cheaper, but you're tied into a minimum 12-month contract. Music Magpie prices start at $8.99 a month for a refurbished Apple Watch. Raylo starts at £15 a month for an Apple Watch 9, but all products are new. Not all brands are equal in how long they support their products, and some aren't clear about their policy, even when we ask them outright. So check this, especially if buying one that isn't the most recently launched. Fitbit and Garmin offer security support for at least 2 years from launch. Honor supports some models for 2 to 3 and others for 4 to 5, depending on the series. Samsung supports products from 2019 for 4 years from launch, and select newer devices for 5. Polar said it follows regulations and guidance on security and software updates. Amazfit, Huawei, Mobvoi, Realme, and Xiaomi didn't respond to our query. Apple doesn't disclose how often it issues security updates or how long it supports its watches for, but it rolls out quick-fire security improvements when needed between software updates. If your wearable needs repairing, approach the retailer first. If you have no luck there, go to the manufacturer before a third-party repairer. Getting it repaired by an independent company could invalidate your warranty. You can request repairs for Apple, Fitbit, Huawei, Garmin, and Samsung devices through their websites. It's not obvious how to get a Xiaomi repair. We suggest contacting customer services. Our March survey shows that just over a third of fitness tracker owners and just over half of smartwatch owners are disposing of their device responsibly. Fitness trackers were more likely to be left in a drawer or end up in a landfill than any other piece of tech. Nearly a third of owners still had their previous one. 8% said they had binned an unwanted tracker at home. 6% put it in the general waste at the tip. How an individual tracker is disposed of might seem insignificant, but electronics should never go into landfill, as the toxic substances inside could leach into our soil and water, while valuable, non-renewable materials inside are lost. Recycling isn't a perfect solution. Disassembling and recycling small electronics isn't easy, and there have been reports of e-waste, recycled in good faith by consumers, being exported to developing countries where, according to the Natural History Museum, labour laws and safety don't protect those doing the meticulous and dangerous work of metal and mineral extraction. Up to 100,000 people in Nigeria and 690,000 in China are thought to be working in the informal e-waste sector in substandard conditions. You could sell or donate your device if it works well and is still supported. Wipe your data first. Check the manufacturer website if you're not sure how. Otherwise, see if a brand offers a trade-in scheme, or take it to a retailer like Currys or John Lewis that offers electrical recycling, or a disposal centre. Use recycleyourelectricals.org.uk to find one local to you, or put it in your council's e-waste. You can't currently buy a wearable made of fully sustainable materials. Some parts, such as the strap, can be sustainable, but the core components can't. Designs for wearables made of sustainable materials, and ones that dissolve rather than requiring disassembly, are being explored, but won't be on sale anytime soon. Major manufacturers are keen to show they're taking sustainability seriously. Apple is shouting loudest about its activities, including reducing plastic in its packaging, making greater use of recycled materials than it used to, and aiming to reduce carbon emissions. Check what your wearables manufacturer is saying about its environmental activities and ask questions. The more consumer pressure, the better. The real way to tackle the e-waste problem at present is to buy less. Increasing the life of a wearable, even by 2 years, would make a significant difference, RLCA found, and would be better for your bank balance.
thank you to Adrian and to Christina Wujatu for her piece originally published in the February issue of Witch Tech magazine. Remember, you can find more articles you'll find useful every day on everything from money and technology to home and garden advice by signing up to one of our many free email newsletters. And you can do that at witch.co.uk/newsletters. And to find out how you can find the best smartwatch or fitness tracker for you, then listen to a recent episode of our sister show, Get Answers. I'll pop a link in the description for this podcast. We'll be back next week for another episode of Witch Shorts, and thanks for listening. Witch Shorts was hosted by me, Rob Lilly Jones, written and produced by Adrian Bradley, and the exec producer was Grace Burrell.
Hailey Cheer here, host of the Witch Money podcast. Join us each week as we bring you the best experts and top advice to help you make the most of your money. From property prices to budgeting, investment platforms to pensions, we'll be here to keep you informed. Here's a taste of what you can expect.
If you had invested £100 in the fund 3 years ago, you'd have just £61 today.
Gosh. Is it worth trusting a website that you don't know to save that 10p, that 20p.
The good news is it does look like we're hovering around the top of the interest rate hike cycle.
If I asked you what you earned a year, you'd be absolutely horrified because we're told we should not talk about money.
Make sure to join us for new episodes every Friday, and I'll see you then.